Yo, yes, people. Welcome to the Spare Change Podcast. You got me, myself here, Fablo17, as the people them call me. And over to my right, we got
Luke.
Yeah, Dunno.
What's good, peoples?
Welcome to the people on the YouTube. Welcome to the people that are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast,
all of that stuff.
Thank you for the listenership.
Shout out to people who have been listening, spinning it,
yes,
reposting it,
thank you very much.
Thank you to everyone that's supported the cause.
Don't know.
Yeah, man.
To all the new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just a podcast where we just, you get me, we talk about, you know, all the popular topics and
We talk about everything.
We get into our opinion on all of the stuff that's going on at the moment and popular.
We get into the shits.
Yeah, man, so. Like, you get me, like, we're just some normal guys just, you know, talking our shit.
Of course.
What are you lot saying? Anyway.
That's good, man. Yeah, good.
On the sauce. Cheers, on the sauce. Salute, guys. Sauce walker, you know.
Yeah. Out here, man. Yeah. How's you guys been good?
Yeah, it's been productive, very good. It's been a short week, which is beautiful.
Which is amazing. I've been waiting for today.
I've been waiting for today. I'm telling you.
100%. Like, it's good, man.
Like, it's so precious. Bank holidays are mad precious, you know.
Bro, we got, do you know what? Between now and I think like the end of summer, we got like 5 bank holidays.
Amazing.
Yeah. Five bank holidays.
We're doing it, eh?
Yeah, 5 bank holidays. So that's good. That's a good show.
You don't really get, bank holidays are like what? So there'll be some in May and some then in May, yeah. You won't get another one in August.
Is there two in May? The best month for my birthday's coming up.
And then you won't get any in August.
I think the first week in May, so May the 6th is a bank holiday.
Yeah, that's.
And then the 27th is a bank holiday.
Yeah.
And then until August, then we're here till August.
Yeah.
Bagging it up.
Yeah.
So, man.
A lot of shit to look forward to.
Savor the sunshine, savor
the good weather. It's meant to be good weather this weekend.
Beautiful weather. You'll probably be listening to this after.
It was snowing last week. Imagine that.
Was it snowing last week?
Oh, it was.
Oh, what, in City?
Yeah.
Actually, that's what I was saying. It was snowing. I don't know where you man were, but it was sunny
where I was.
It was snowing in Central, bro.
I had to catch an Uber home, innit? My trousers ripped.
Bad move.
Bad move. Have you never been in a predicament where, like...
Bro, it's happened to me, bro. Oh, my days. Are you right?
My bad, sorry.
Bruv, can you...
I'm not actually playing anything. It's just like, literally, I'm just...
Apologies to our listeners. Have you ever been in a predicament where, like, your trousers are ripped?
Yeah. But one time I was at work, I was running up the stairs and my foot slipped. Literally, I heard the thing go rip and I felt plenty air just circulating. I thought, oh, my... I had to walk back to my desk as well. So I was walking, but I was walking mad quick. Like, I was only trying to catch anyone to see my underwear, my briefs, because I'm wearing those Superman briefs.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't wear briefs. You went to
the old man wide fronts. The wide fronts.
Yeah, so wide fronts. We're wearing white fronts.
No white fronts.
Are you all right?
No, I'm just... Bro, are you listening to what this guy's saying? Or are you listening to what I'm saying?
Nigerian man, no.
Anyway. So I walk back to my desk and obviously I sat down at my desk and I had to tell the manager. My white friend. All back to the manager and said, listen, bro, I've got to go home, man. I can't be out here like this. My trousers are ripped. And he let me go on a bit early just to get myself sorted.
To adjust
this
off.
But I had to get on a tube and all sorts, lad. I had to get on the tube
with the
ripped trousers, blood. I look mad.
Here's where the luxury I had. When I ripped my trousers, I was already in, like, Central Line fucked up. So Central Line was down.
Oh, man.
Like, the train was waiting there for like 3-5 minutes. And then I jumped in an Uber. I was planning to get out a lot earlier.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot cheaper for me. Me and my boy got in an Uber. My trousers in the middle just instantly ripped. You could see my boxers. You could see my soul. Like, everything from the middle, you could see it. So, like, I had no option to spend the peas on the Uber, and it would cost me, like, 30 quid to get home from work.
A man said it's sold. That's mad.
So, yeah, man. What about you, Fabs? Have you had an experience when you ripped the...
Nah. But, like, have you, like, had, like, the experience where you're, like, you get, a willy wedgie?
A what?
What, the male camel toe?
A willy wedgie.
Fabs, you're on silent, blood.
Your phone's moving mad right now.
What
females are you hollering at?
Whoa, relax. Everyone stay calm. Anyway, yeah. No, have you got a willy wedgie before?
Is that
what is that?
Basically, like your willy just like
separates from the balls,
comes out of the boxes. At
That happens to me.
And it's just like this weird.
Earlier this week, it comes out the
pocket or the, you know, the leg.
Yeah,
part.
And then you gotta like you gotta grab your pocket, basically, you can't just flick it.
You can't do
them flicks. I find hand in it and then kind of
and move it. Yeah, like
through the pocket.
Like normally, like sometimes.
Oh, you gotta do it through the pocket. Yeah,
my piece can rest calmly in it. It's too much information anyway, but like when it separates from the balls, it's kind of mad. Like when your piece,
it's a mad move, man. It's a mad move.
It's mad.
I just got I wear work trousers, so I just got to put my hand in it and then kind of, you know, wiggle it about. People think I'm moving mad. I got to wiggle it about.
How do you fix it? Sometimes you try to do like little shake.
You look like a crackhead.
If that don't work, then you got to put your hand in your pocket. If that don't work,
hand in the pocket don't work.
Because you don't get it in a comfortable position.
No, you cough at the same time, and then you just put your hand in the pocket. It's like a diversion technique, isn't it?
What? Is that what you do?
You go. And the ball just go. Okay.
The coughing move.
That's bad.
But I've had that bear. I literally get that all the time. Like. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, same. I get the same.
Willy wedgies are horrible. They're like, disgusting.
As I said, like the quality of boxer kind of makes the
yeah, that's true.
Like the difference.
What
like,
are you trying to say?
On a good personally,
I see you wearing Primark briefs.
No,
you're wearing Primark briefs.
On a work day, I wear Primark boxers. On a weekend, I wear my Calvins. You know, you have to.
You're real bougie, guy.
Real bougie. Man's planning boxers. No, fuck off. Now, man's planning his boxers, bro. Are you hearing this shit? No, fuck this. Like, I pick whatever boxer is fresh. Yeah, like
they're all fresh. I make sure they're all fresh.
I was being sarcastic
when I called you bougie, by the way. But anyway,
if all the Calvins are done,
it's not bougie. Like, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not.
No, they're prime. I don't care. I got
your Calvins or Kelvins.
Who's Kelvin? Is that your uncle?
You know who Kelvin is.
Is that your uncle?
You know who Kelvin is.
That's a Bayesian name, bro.
Oh my life. That's a Jamaican name.
Bayesian.
I don't know who a Kelvin is. Who's Kelvin?
Bayesian, bro.
Who's Kelvin?
Kelvin, you know.
Your uncle.
No, who's Kelvin?
Your uncle, man.
No, but honestly, tell me who Kelvin is.
Huh?
Who's Kelvin?
The guy that makes Calvin Klein's. The guy that makes that guy.
That makes Calvin Klein's.
Calvin Klein's in Brixton Market. And that's up your doorstep. That's not on your doorstep.
So when you go Peckhamplex.
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 Yeah, what about it?
Your £5 cinema.
Yeah, what about it?
Have you been there?
No, I ain't been there. Don't do that as well. Don't do that. I know what you're trying to do here. I know what you're trying to do here.
I haven't been there in years.
I haven't been there since, back in the day,
they used to do the thing, you go cinema and then you can get like a double cheeseburger and chips, like 2 for 1.
No, that's mad. I don't know.
On the back of the ticket. I used to go there back in the day.
What, from the place?
Literally, you on the cinema ticket on the back, you can go to McDonald's straight away. Because you know cinema's literally directly.
Yeah. I think you get the burger and chips in the actual place.
No, from McD's. No.
They don't have that kind of facilities there.
No, they don't.
I hope not. They got rats.
No, they got rats. In abundance.
Hope not. They have rats.
In abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a mad move.
Peckham Pomplex. Pomplex.
I wonder how long it's going to be around for us, though.
It's been around for years.
I know it's been around for years, but I don't know how long it's going to be.
It's black owned, man. Support.
It's not black owned.
It's black owned. Who woman owns it?
I think it's black.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not now.
But let's.
It was.
No, really?
It was.
Because if it's black owned, I'll go there, even though it smells.
You said you're the goose.
I was trying to get the goose, but I don't know.
Even though it smells like bins and homeless.
I'm fucking done. I ain't been in there to know what it smells like, so.
It smells like bins.
Luke knows. Luke's been in there recently.
Yeah, I've been in there like a year ago with my nieces. I took my nieces there.
Have you not been to Dalwich Picture House?
No, but apparently that's a big attraction in Dalwich, though. I need to go.
I got to the Ritzy one. The one in Bricky. That's been my place.
I think I've been there.
Ain't the Picture House does the museum? No, there's Dalwich Museum, right?
No, the Picture House is on Lordship Lane.
Oh, swear. I haven't been there.
Yeah, it's on Lordship Lane. Like,
it's an actual museum.
It's near GBK.
Okay.
Oh, there's a GBK in Dalwich now.
Yeah, on Lordship Lane.
We're moving up in the world, man. Don't do that.
Bugging. You barely live in Dalwich.
Hey, what do you mean?
You just live on the border of bare shit. You don't even have an area, really.
You don't even have an area.
Hold on. Don't do that. I live in East Dulwich, bro.
You don't have an area, bro.
Bro, East Dulwich. What do you mean I don't have an area? Are you alright?
You're just literally off the grid, like just you know, it's not an area, it's just in the middle of it.
It's hard to describe where I live because obviously I can say I live in like Camberwell, kind of like. Obviously, East Dulwich,
or in the Sainsbury's.
And Peckham.
You don't live in Peckham. You don't live in Peckham.
You can't. If I cross the road, it's in Peckham.
You don't live
if I cross the road, I'm in Peckham.
No, you're not.
What cross the road?
Right. No, you're not.
Cross the road. If I cross that road, in are you taking a piss at me? You've been round there, blood.
Man's crossing five roads.
No,
he's crossing five roads.
No, like, you're being mad.
Bare roads.
Bare roads.
Like, I cross one road.
I'm in Peckham. Actually, SC15.
I know someone that lives near you, but like a little bit further towards Peckham. But they live near you, like around the corner.
Yeah.
And they're still Dulwich.
I know, but I said if I cross the road. If I cross the road, I'm in Peckham, lad.
No!
Yes, I am.
This guy.
Yes, I am.
No!
If I walk down the road, bust a left, bust a right.
If you cross the road, bust a left,
bust a right.
If you cross the road, bust a right. If you cross the road, you're in Sainsbury's.
It's like me saying, oh.
No, I'm not. If I go down Docking Hillway, I'm in Peckham.
Bro, if you cross
if I cross the road, bust a left, bust a right, I'm there.
Bro, if you cross the road,
if I cross the road, bust a left, bust a right.
You still be in Brixton.
Hop on the Victoria line. I'm in Central.
If you cross the road, you're in the Adventure Play Park. Like, just relax. That's where you are. Like, that's the cross the road.
But you're talking about that way. I'm talking about the other way.
The way you're still not there.
No, I am.
There's only
you had the P13 bus stop.
There's four ways you can go.
P13 bus stop takes you to Beckham. So if I cross that, I'm in there.
Impeccable.
I'm there, blood. I'm there.
Jump on the bus.
Anyway, sorry to all this.
You man up.
On a tangent.
Hey, fucking heck.
Anyway, how's your week been, Fabs?
Yeah, no, it's been fine, man.
Because I didn't ask you, man. How's your week been?
I'm back, man. I've been sick, but I'm back.
You look like you got a trim.
Yeah, man.
You ready for bank holiday?
I'm ready, man.
Oh, yeah. Are you, man, ready for the bank holiday? That's a good question.
Yeah, man. 100%.
Any big plans?
Nah, not at all, really. Not really. Just a couple things, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
Rex?
No, nothing at all. We're just trying to live, man.
It's going to go to a young spa.
Trying to stay youthful.
Youthful, yeah?
Trying to stay youthful.
Yeah, man. Trying to stay youthful. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
But like,
what's staying youthful, though, Rex?
I'm trying to stay youthful, man.
Just exploring life.
Just trying to, chill with the fam. Obviously, you, man, Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting so drunk.
Yeah, Litty Committee.
Yeah.
If we did this, we'd get into some topics.
Yeah, let's get into some topics.
Let's get into some topics, man.
One thing I wanted to talk about here, because Crypto and Conan, man, they've obviously been like showing themselves in the studio a lot.
Yeah.
What do you lot think this album's gonna sound like? From like obviously their last album was
It was a two-sided album though, so.
It was The Long Way Home. No, that was a mixtape.
Mixtape.
I guess you could say that was a mixtape.
I thought it was a mixtape.
It was a mixtape. Well, that's what they're saying it was.
But you can't really... It's kind of blurred.
What do you not think that is, though? What do you think a mixtape is these days and what do you think an album is?
Because obviously... I personally thought like a mixtape was like you either remix other people's tracks and you put it out. As a collective. I'm saying that's the old way.
They call it a mixtape.
That's the old way. Or a mixtape is just a mixture of tunes. But even so, like some people.
No, tell a lie. Yeah, it's a mixtape. It's a mixtape.
Some people's albums are like a mixture of tunes anyway.
Right.
So personally, I think.
So you think it's like using other people's tunes and remixing other people's tunes.
I think a mixtape's supposed to be free. Like that's right. classically from where I found mixtapes, I was able to download them.
That piff.
But then since Drake, that changed though. So then I get like I kind of see it as I agree with you, but then I see like now I see mixtapes as it can be original, but just like the way it sequences into other songs and like the way it sounds is a little less cohesive as an album. Like an album has a structure and it has like a storyline kind of, and you can kind of tell that between sort of. But it's harder to tell. I think
it's an opportunity for the artist just to get like some pressure off their back and just say, okay, I'm releasing a mixtape and
have. Right.
The freedom to do what they want.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't deliver what they want it to deliver, they say, oh, it was just a mixtape.
Yeah.
But they can't go back, or they can't backtrack on it.
Maybe it's like, for example, like, it's hard to probably make an album because you have to make the album cohesive. The album has to be, like, it has to, as I said before, like, it has to have a story, and it has to have, like, a, do you know what I mean? Like, it has to be going somewhere. It has to be about something. Yeah?
And have a message.
Yeah, well, it has to have a message. It has to be about something. Yeah. But a mixtape can just be a jumble of songs that you have. So, like, it's maybe... Yeah, it could just be a collective of songs that you like and you want to put out to people, but you want to make money from as well. Yeah,
let me just jump in there. So, like, Giggs' album, it hasn't got a story.
Giggs' album?
There's no story to it.
Yeah.
What's the story?
He's big bad. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're gonna make me big mad. Like, like, it has no story to it. So, like, it's still an album. So you could classify that as a mixtape if you wanted to. There's no difference between that and say a Krypton Conan mixtape. Like, it's a collection of songs. It's a collection of songs. Giggs' album has no story to it.
Maybe not a story, but like there's a theme. Like, so Giggs' album is called Big Bad, so it's like maybe him showing that he's like the best and he can still, like, you get me? Like, he can still put out bangers and he can still, like, that's the theme. So through the whole album there's just bangers and straight like gully shit in it. And that's his theme throughout his album. Like, and Krypton Conan's first album was like, it was that's called A Long Way Home.
Yeah, that was A Long Way Home.
So it was like tunes that kind of fit, that match that type of theme, like where you're like driving.
You might even remember Long Way Home. You know what
I mean? Not really.
Not really. I still play a couple of tunes off of it. Not really though.
I can argue that their mixtape is an album. Because there's two different sides to it. So there's the R&B softer side,
right,
and there's the harder tunes.
Right, right.
So there we go. We can't differentiate between.
It just depends on what the artist decides to call it. To be honest,
yeah, that's all it is.
That's all it does.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
I don't know.
Like, you can't tell the difference nowadays.
You can't,
because they still can profit. The end of the mixtape in the old days. That
I just think it means something.
But it does make profit. The mixtape wasn't free. The mixtape wasn't free.
It was.
No, back in the day, it was free.
It was free. Completely you can go in.
Oh, it was free
Warm
back in
to
the
them,
day.
Like, Warm to them gigs came out for free. He bought it out for free, like an old school thing.
Like, you can go on.
Mixtape
Madness. You can go Mixtape Madness. Back in the day, I can download all.
Oh, tell a lie, yeah.
I can download all the Nines. Remember, like, all the Blaze things.
Yeah.
Thing. So Far Gone wasn't even on streaming. That means it wasn't
that piff though.
It wasn't that piff. So it wouldn't.
It was a mixtape.
Yeah, it was never on streaming until he released it on streaming properly.
Yeah.
And actually, you get me, like, so, and even Cushion Orange Juice that we were talking about earlier, it's not on streaming at all. It's on SoundCloud and everything else. It's on that piff.
It's on that piff.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, like, back in the day it was all for free. So, but now, I guess, yeah, it's just hard to tell what is what now. Because, yeah, you are right.
The lines are all kind of blurred.
I just think that, I guess the rules of it have changed, so I'm trying to think of, like, what's the new rule for what a mixtape is.
There is no...
Because before it was like, you know, you remix other people's tunes. Like, Lil Wayne done it the best. Like, he done it all the time. He remixed other people's tunes. He brought out a mixtape, and that's what it was. So you knew it was a mixtape.
Yeah.
But now people are releasing original content on and calling it a mixtape.
But you can't do that nowadays in terms of you can't remix other people's tunes because you can't put it on a streaming platform.
Right.
Because you can't profit off other people's
right.
music.
Right.
I don't know what the legalities behind it
is. But you know what it is? I don't think it's that. I think it's like people, they won't put it on a streaming platform because back in the day, you could put a mixtape out and profit off of it because it was, you know what I mean, there wasn't, you know, like... Putting out an album was more work.
Yeah.
So you put a mixtape out, it's easy. You dash that out, people still listen to it because it's free. And they, you know what I mean? They don't want to pay for the album. There was no streaming, there was no nothing else. You get me?
Yeah.
Now, if there's streaming and everything, but if you put it out for free, it's like, oh, I'm losing money. Why would I put it out for free when I can put it on streaming and people could, you know what I mean? And also streaming is easier to access than actual getting it for free now.
Yeah, well,
you see what I'm saying?
Obviously,
like, it's a lot easier.
The numbers
it's kind of like,
broken down. Like, I saw like a post today, like saying that you need like a ridiculous amount of streams to be earning a normal salary.
Well, yeah.
I saw that, bro.
You need a ridiculous amount of streams to be earning a normal salary. So, like, obviously, they
I can kind of see that, though.
They're earning money off tours and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's not really a lot of money within producing an album on a streaming service anymore, because you don't know where you're getting the money from as an artist.
Like, no, it's just the platforms are paying them less. They're not paying them, they're not paying them big amounts of money for streams. It's just the platforms that are doing it. If we change the platforms, the platforms start obviously increasing the amount of, or decreasing the amount of views that so streams have to get to make a certain amount or whatever, then yeah, obviously that will change.
But
it's the platforms.
But the platforms have to be in cahoots with the record company, because the record company are the ones that are saying, okay, you can have our music for a certain amount of money.
Right.
That's the be all and end all of it. The record companies would sell your albums to.
But the platforms are so big now. We only use mainly Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
So then they kind of dictate how much the person the artist gets paid.
Not if
the kind of doesn't dictate it as such, but they kind of like.
Bruv, they be like set the least, kind of guide. They were like paying the least. It was like
who?
Tidal were paying the most at $1.43.
That's Tidal. How are you
per Tidal? Stream? Tidal, and then, Spotify were.
If I'm a UK artist, am I getting a Tidal?
You couldn't get a Tidal.
But I'm gonna get on Tidal. If I'm a UK artist, I'm
the same as any streamers. It's the same route.
It's a bit easier to get onto, obviously, Spotify.
No, it's the same route for everything.
Can I see the figures, though? If you
got, I can't even find it right now. Oh, but I'm telling you, but I remember, like, Tidal was the most. It was $1.43.
Sorry.
And then Spotify and Apple Music were, like, 43 pence or something like that. It was literally bad. Like,
they can do that, though, kind of.
Why? Because why would you do that?
They are, like, probably the biggest, like, streaming platforms
possible. It made sense to me because, like, It made sense to me because Tidal came out to be like for the artist, so I understand why they're like £1 or why they're more. But if Spotify and Apple Music haven't put up their thing yet, like, that's ridiculous. Spotify is the most popular streaming service out there, and it's still charging man 43p per stream. And to even get that 43p, to get that,
and they reach a larger amount, a larger base of people.
Yeah, but so what though? What does that mean? Pay people what they need.
No, I fully understand that, but they can kind of dictate what they want. They can dictate it. But when they have leverage.
But when man was getting HMV, and I spent like £5, £6, £7 on the album.
Yeah,
that's mine to own forever.
Yeah,
and the artists get kind of their cut, like they've negotiated with the label, saying, okay, this is my cut. It's a fair cut. So there's a third party now involved. So as a music artist, you're dealing with a third party now, rather than dealing with just the label and yourself, and your distribution, you're dealing with, there's three parties prior. Now there's four parties. Label, yourself, distribution.
But isn't distribution Spotify in that? Isn't that distribution?
They're going to be distribution. No.
They are distribution because they're the one that you put your music on there and they distribute it out. You come up on the top of the, what's it called? I don't know what they call it. The top this week or whatever it is.
Yeah, for the UK.
New albums this week, UK, this whatever.
But even so, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be earning the same amount. Like,
no one says you're going to be earning the same amount, though. You're not going to earn the same amount as what back in the day as HMV. And stuff.
I'm saying that rappers still promote HMV and album signings.
The fact is that
they still go to
the fact is streaming is the most dominant thing that we listen to, like everyone listens to. So they should be paying artists more.
No, I get it. They should be, but because they have so much weight in the streaming game and stuff like that, they can kind of do what they want. I know it's bullshit for the artist.
Because it's about the artist. At the end of the day, you don't have the music and you don't have no money if artists don't make music. So you should be paying them like the most. Like it's just, it's a shag really. Spotify might have been like the first proper streaming service ever. Like it might have been the first, I don't know who was the first ever. And it could have been SoundCloud, but no, I'm talking about proper like charging and these other ones, probably Spotify, right? So I get it, like maybe from that standpoint, if they didn't know what their thing was going to be, they might charge people, they might pay people that amount, which is, you know what I mean? Like if I don't know what my shit is going to be, I'm going to pay you this amount because this is how much, you know what I mean, it's good for me. But then as soon as your thing gets popping, which their thing is popping now, they should be paying artists more. Like it should be more than Tidal. And Tidal isn't the most popular service. even though I should listen to that because it's black owned, but you know, it is what it is. Like, but Spotify are the biggest, they should be doing it. Apple as well. Apple probably have like a lot of people as well, maybe close to Spotify, because just the amount of phones they have out in the ecosystem. So just, you know what I mean, offer that.
Yeah, I hear it. Obviously, I think they should get
it. It's a business at the end of the day, so people
are someone's going to get checked.
So they want to earn as much as they can. But we went on a tangent.
But what do you think, like, Krypton Khan's album is going to sound like this?
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. What do you lot think it's going to sound like this time around? Not from the mixtape, because that was a mixtape, but from The Long Way Home, it wasn't a mad popular album, you know, not everyone liked it. It wasn't everyone's cup of tea.
They tried to release the first single already, didn't they?
What's the first single?
They had it, like, they pushed something out, like, earlier last year.
What was it?
One sec, just bear me. Pull Me Another One.
Was that from the album?
No, that wasn't.
That was time ago, bro.
No, but I think that's a single.
That wasn't it.
I think that's a single.
Nah, it wasn't.
That was a single.
It weren't.
What was that then?
They said, I can't remember, in the interview they said something about it. Like, it wasn't a part of anything.
It was just a track they put out.
Yeah.
If it started flying, then they would have said it was a single, wouldn't they?
Maybe, but like,
well, that's if,
apparently they said it was because, like, obviously the shit, like, we don't really understand, but they said it was for like to get out of like a certain deal that they had with their label.
Fair enough.
Certain things to get out of
something. Okay, fair enough.
You got to do a number of things in it, and when you've done that, you get out of that, and then you can renegotiate.
With the label
shit. Yeah, I get it. That's what they said. It might not be true, though. You know what I'm saying?
I think it will sound in terms of... It'll be their best project.
Right.
And I think UK music's thriving right now. So in this climate, I think they can only thrive.
Right.
I think they're going to have quite a few features on it as well.
Yeah, I think they're going to have...
Quite a few UK features on it.
I think,
like, the Dig Dats, the Unknowns, the Ambushes.
I don't think they're going to have that. I think
they will have
Dave, I think Dave's going to be heavily on the album. Well, I think two features.
One track, one couple, what,
and then producing
one track.
He's going to be on one track, produce another. I think maybe... This is all speculation, by the way. I have no information at all. I can only just speculate. They're going to just choose the best of the best from the UK.
I do think it would be their best project, though.
Yeah.
From Long Way Home, obviously, it's going to be miles better.
For me, their best project has been...
Last Kings.
I was going to say that, but then I actually think that the mixtape is better than that.
The mixtape is way better than that. I still spin the mixtape. Champions League, bro.
Last Kings is really good, though. It's actually really good. But no, I definitely think 7 Days and Seven Nights is better.
Young Kings, sorry. I got it wrong.
Young Kings, yeah. Young Kings is good, but 7 Days and Seven Nights is actually better.
No, I like Seven Days.
Seven Days
is good.
I don't think I even listened to Seven Nights.
I listened to the Jhené Aiko song. Yeah, same. That's about it.
Baba Banger.
And that's about it.
Banger.
But I think, are you guys anticipating it? Because I'm looking forward to it. It will probably come... Like
me personally, I springtime, innit?
Not so. Springtime, sorry, autumn time.
I fucks with them. So.
Yeah, I think we're all waiting for the album to drop. It's going to be good to hear, see where they come from.
Any UK rap that's coming out right now, I'm kind of looking forward to it because, as I said, the climate's thriving. Everyone's just kind of bouncing off everyone. So, like, this year started off with AJ, started off Fredo. But it's I don't know if Fredo counts as kind of UK rap or drill.
It's rap.
Okay, cool. So started off with Fredo.
Say he's not rap. Of course he's rap. Fredo's rap.
Cool. So started off with Fredo.
You said it's not rap. It
started off with Fredo. Went to AJ, who gave a good album. Still listen to it to this day. Yeah. Then the week after, Giggs gave a great project. Wow. A couple weeks later, Dave came through another project. So like, the UK is thriving right now.
The UK's doing bits. We know we can see that.
So
just,
I think
just as we can see that. You can see that.
So, Krypton Conan will do...
How much do you US fuck with us and that kind of stuff?
That's irrelevant, though.
Yeah, but I'm still saying that it's actually big. It's touching. Yeah. It's
going over there. It's got...
Than just here.
Yeah, no,
because we were in the cars and listening to it. You know, we didn't hear it from, like, a different We weren't hearing people like overseas listening to it and that.
Right.
But now we are.
Yeah.
And now it's a good thing to see. Do you know what I mean? They're embracing us a lot more so than they were like prior, say the 2000s and whatever. Do you know what I mean?
I just think, yeah, so that's going to be, I'm going to anticipate the Creptokonan thing. I think Nines is going to drop summer.
Ooh, do you think? He's been quiet.
He's been very quiet. I don't think
no, but he dropped in summer. He always drops the single. The single will come.
No, but last time he brought out
the
April.
Single will come.
The single came out in April last time.
The single's gonna come.
Nah, let's just what Luke said. Luke Lowe's.
I'm
very confident. I'm
a Nines fan.
No, we all are Nines fans, but Nines, I don't think it's gonna come in.
It's gonna come in the summer.
I don't think so, man. Giants will drop this year, but I don't think it's gonna be summer.
It's gonna come in summer. Nines always comes.
He's been very very quiet. He's not
he
gonna.
He always comes in the summer. Pause.
But you gonna release something? Maybe he's not following a certain thing right now. He's been quiet.
He's been very, very quiet.
Yeah, he dropped a great album last year.
It was last year. It was the year before.
It was last year.
The year before.
No, it was last year.
It was last year, bro. Crop Circles came out last year.
Yeah, Crop Circles came out last year.
Oh, you're right. No, you're completely right. Sorry.
Because that's where check out the first podcast, episode one.
That's an episode one. Definitely was episode one.
It was.
No, it can't be.
It was
episode one, yeah.
Yeah, episode one. Yeah. I see you shining. 100%.
My thing, it's been a while.
Jeez!
It's been a long time.
M. Honcho, why's M. Honcho on the list?
M. Honcho's on the list because the fire and the beef?
Dead.
Wait, hold on, Fabs. Hold on.
We're talking about
we can't spin past that. Like,
we're not talking about that.
Why was it dead? So, okay, wait, hold on. Let's get...
I don't want to talk about it.
Let's get pulled about the round. Obviously, M. Honcho dropped, was that fire and the beef?
Yeah, he dropped the fire and the beef on Monday. Saturday, but it came out on Monday on YouTube.
Can you not heckle us, man?
Yeah, man. Are you right? Can you pass the juice, please?
Yeah.
I think... I don't really know M. Honcho like that. I listened to the fire and the beef and that's about it. I've seen his music about... in terms of they've been promoting his mixtape, Utopia. So I've seen like posters around ends about it.
I haven't even seen any posters like that, to be honest.
Yeah, I have still.
There's a big poster in Bricky. A big, big poster. And
Fulo.
Why was he done to you?
Man probably hates him. Like,
has he taken one of your girls?
Whoa.
Must be one off. Let's know.
I wouldn't even know what he looks like.
I said a guy that no one knows he looks like. He's taking your girls. That's
he's taking it, yeah.
Off. So I would hit him too. I would hit him too.
The Muller's got him like that.
You man love it.
Muller's got him jigging like that.
You man
love it. He's got him jigging like that. He's got
on his dick.
I've never listened to
what's his name? Montreal like that. So yeah.
Why are you supporting him so hard?
You are supporting him mad hard. We are music podcast. We're gonna obviously touch on it.
I listened to it.
You listened to it, right? Did you like it?
No.
Okay. What did you like about it?
What
do you like about it?
It was garbage.
What was garbage?
Bro,
that's not a description.
The flow.
The flow was.
What was wrong with the flow?
What was you expecting that flow?
I wasn't expecting.
Expecting that flow.
No, I was expecting him to rap.
Expecting him to rap. Oh wow! So you don't want to change it? You don't split up a bit? No. You don't want to do that?
No, but like, don't give me a flow that I've heard from bare other man before. Like,
who have you heard that from?
Like, bare other people.
Who? Give me a name. Come on,
Future.
I said Future. Wait.
You asked me to give me someone else. And I heard that flow from Future. I've heard that flow from, like,
UK rapper that you've heard that flow from.
Hold on. It has to be UK.
I want it to be UK because he's a UK artist. I want to hear. You're saying.
So it's even worse that you're UK and you're just copying a flow from an American artist. That's even worse. I'm done.
Personally, I didn't think it was that bad. I think it was decent. I thought the first half of the M. freestyle was actually decent. The second part kind of lost its energy for me, but. Yeah, it was okay. Like it was decent.
Yeah, Mancho,
I wasn't really expecting Mancho, that from him.
Go smoke a spliff. Yeah, go get. You know what I mean, go do something in it and get some inspiration and come up with something better than that.
Anyway, I think the first part was reminiscent of French Montana.
Reminiscent.
Yeah.
I said reminiscent of French Montana.
Yeah. Like I've heard French on.
Hope we don't get famous.
Are you right? Man's probably, like a hater.
Man's probably heckling. Like man's in the background. Man is in the background heckling. Like what's going on?
Fucking dead.
Because you're no honcho. Yeah, no, Huncho. Is that are you heckling?
Fuck off.
Anyway.
You're dead.
I'm dead. Is that your comeback?
You're dead.
Is that your comeback? Anyway, we got a podcast to be there.
We're here, man.
Huh?
We're here, man. There's a part of it.
What, being a hater?
Yeah. Someone's got to hate. You might not hate.
No, I do hate.
What are you hating on?
I'm not hating on the fire and the beef. It was good.
It was... What?
It was decent.
I was good about it, sorry.
The first part was, as I said, it reminded me of French Montana. Like, he was singing and the lyrics were good.
Okay.
Man, I was talking about when he was on Benefits.
I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear that.
Do you want him to... What do you want him to, like...
You want to hear about drilling?
I just don't want to hear that. I want to hear some intricate bars.
Vicious chingins.
No, I just want to... I don't want to hear some intricate bars. I don't want to hear, like,
he man was on Benefits. Guy.
Huh?
You might not be the intricate guy.
That's cool, but there's bare not intricate guys that are better than that.
Name one.
Huh?
Name one.
Quavo.
Must be even bare American.
I wear glasses, bro. Can you give us a UK
man? Young Bane, then.
Comparing Young Bane to M1 is mad weird.
Why? They both do the singing thing.
They both
do singing rapping thing. They both do singing rapping thing.
Young Bane
does singing rapping.
Wait, I forgot which one Young Bane was.
Oh my god, he's lost.
I forgot that Don is.
Put him and Notes not in the same guy.
They don't even know who Young Bane is.
Put him and Notes in the same.
They're basically the same guy. To me,
no. Alright, cool. But they both do the singing rapping thing though. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's they're better than him.
Than M. Honcho.
And yeah, and their lyrics are like simple. They're not mad intricate, but they're simple.
I think the people that listen to M. Honcho and it's not the same people that listen to
this is Young Bane.
Young Bane, bro.
Not.
Just saying that. I don't think they're the same people that listen
to it. It's a singing rapping thing, so yeah.
That's irrelevant.
They must do.
Yeah, wait.
I think they do.
Have you ever heard Young M. Honcho like singing rapping?
Have you listened to D Block?
Do you listen to a lot?
Have you listened to D Block?
D Block Europe are decent.
And yeah, they are good. They sing and rap.
They are good.
Not all the time.
But they sing on it?
Not all the time.
Not all the time. They do. They do.
They do rap. But ads got bars.
No, but I'm saying
ads got bars.
There's a singing thing as well though. So you can't be comparing. You're gonna compare your ads to Honcho.
Yeah, but okay, cool. I could, and ads is better.
Okay, simple. I'm not saying he's not better.
So that's what I'm trying to say, but I'm saying everyone that's better. And you just give me another one. So he's better. He's dead. He's not even good.
Anyway, back to the fire.
I'm wearing a mask for no reason. Like,
you're a hater. Back to the fire.
If you want to look like Scorpion, like just
why is Scorpion?
Like, then I don't know. Like, fucking go UFC or something, bruv.
You're a hater, man. You're a hater.
Someone's got a hate.
I think it was decent still.
What was decent about it? You still ain't said.
I said to you
because he sounds like French Montana,
and you heard the lyrics. Oh, good. The lyrics are good.
What said he sounds like French Montana, so he's good.
No, do you know what? I'm not gonna even say that. I think it was just different. I wasn't expecting to hear that from M. Honcho. I think obviously the things I've heard, like people that have listened to him and told me about him to listen to him, they've said that he's like a drill rapper, obviously, yeah. And he does drill. And I was expecting to hear that from him. I heard that from him. And I was like, "Raw, that's different." Like,
and he done with a belly and a mask.
Yeah, I'm not really into the drill thing like heavy like that.
I don't like drill.
I'm not into the drill thing like heavy like that. When I heard that, I was like, "Okay, cool. This is something to like listen to."
I don't personally like drill,
yeah.
But obviously that captivated a different kind of audience.
Mm. It was decent. It was alright.
What are you doing?
This isn't free. I got free.
Get out of here. Listen, yeah.
What song was that?
M. Honcho, Utopia, off his album.
That didn't sound too bad.
It just sounds like American artists.
It sounds like
singing kind of, American artists. Think of a singing American artist.
I'll listen to that in my free time tomorrow.
I will not listen to that in your free time.
It's not the way home.
That's called Utopia. Utopia, yeah.
That's the
Utopia.
Album, yeah.
Download it tonight, Rex.
I'll download it and listen.
Because this guy's being here. Anyway, any artists you want to talk on this week?
That are good.
Anyone, man.
Any artists you want to talk on this week?
Jay Huss.
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right, cool.
Jay Huss is free.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
He has the singing rapping thing as well. There's another person. And he does it to an elite level. Yeah? Jay Huss is back. Graham Daly.
Daily Duppy,
Graham Daly, same thing. And then he did.
I want to mix the match. Man's trying to say
East London.
he done a Daily Duppy. Fucking hell. He done a Daily Duppy. Cold, man. Like, Huss is back, man. He's gearing up for the album for the summer. Like, yeah, man. That's what we need, man. We need something for the summer, man, from Huss.
You think he's going to drop an album?
I hope so, man. And hopefully, maybe he probably drops something around August time. I think the album's been ready for time, bruv. just this, like, he went, him going to prison. Because remember, he dropped an EP last summer in August.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously that was like a warm up towards the album. So, and then he had all the problems and stuff like that. So he went to prison and come out now. So yeah. I think the album's been done for time. So he just needs to put that out, man. So hopefully he can put that out ASAP. Hopefully he doesn't have any problems putting it out.
Right,
we need that, man. The streets need that.
Yeah, definitely. If he's gonna drop one, I actually didn't think about it. I do, but yeah. Hopefully, it was good to hear Huss back. Obviously, I heard that this was obviously from before he went to Penn.
What, the Daily Luppy?
Yeah, the Daily Luppy was before he went to Penn.
Right.
So this is like. So I'm sure he's got something in the stash to drop soon enough. I heard he's got a tune coming out with actually. I think it was Young Ad. I think he's got. Sorry, it's been Most Stacks. He's got a tune coming with Most Stacks.
Okay.
I heard this, but yeah. I don't know. But it sounded decent. I heard a snippet. It sounded decent.
Like, in terms of, like, moving on, sorry, quickly from Jay Huss, Most Stack, I'm not, like, his biggest supporter, but I think he's got a couple decent tracks. That
same. Likewise.
Right.
So.
I don't think he appeals to me. Like, I think we had a conversation, fam. I think.
Yeah.
Because you like him a lot.
I don't like him a lot.
I think I liked a couple of his tracks.
Listen, I like him. Yo, what's this going on, Rex? What's going on today?
No, Rex, I thought
Rex, exactly. Same Rex. Because I don't understand what's going on.
No, hold on. I thought you said that. I'm sure we had a conversation. You said that you thought, like, you fucked with him. I don't know if it was on a podcast or.
I think he's good, but I don't think he's amazing.
Yeah.
I just think he's Jay Huss.
He don't really make the music for me, but I think, like.
He's all right.
He's a decent artist.
Bro, he's all right.
Yeah. Like. I listened to that Fashion Week, right? I actually like it, and I spin it.
The one with AJ.
AJ, yeah, I liked it. I like it.
I spin in the.
Yeah, Fashion Week, innit? Fashion Week is decent. But yeah, anyway, back to Huss. Yeah, man, hopefully he does drop something this summertime. It'll be something we need for the streets, and obviously that will get banned quite heavily.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it'll be good as well. Like, we know that it's going to be good. He's probably got something in the stash, just waiting to drop.
Just punch him.
I said, Honcho.
Okay.
Am I just making ad-libs? This guy's really heckling. This guy's really heckling. Like, come on. Luke, what do you feel about
it? I think Huss has a lot in. He's got a couple tunes in the stash.
Who cares what Luke thinks, Ellis?
Everyone cares what I think. You're out here heckling people in Long Johns.
Straight, bro.
You can't be coming heckling people in Long Johns.
It's a Thursday.
I mustard coloured socks or shoes,
bro. My mustard coloured socks are cold.
Your socks look like boat.
You're
shoes.
You're some hater.
Your socks look like boat shoes.
Have odd socks on, bro.
Alright, guys, let's go back to this.
Okay. Like, your socks are the same pattern as the middle of your jeans. Like, what are we doing here?
Wow,
like, this don't make sense. Like, what's going on? Like, what's going on, bro? Like, mustard, your socks match. Your socks are odd, but they match the middle of your jeans.
Wiz made black and yellow about your face and your socks.
Why is it, yeah?
Anyway.
I'm dead. Go on.
Apologies to our listeners, you know, when haters hate.
Nah, fuck it, man. Nah, he's hating.
When haters hate.
He's hating, man.
When haters hate.
Anyway, back to Luke.
I think Huss has got nothing to prove. Like, so he's got. Like, he's got a clear path in his way to deliver whatever he wants to deliver, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, his first album was good. The EP, there's four tracks on there, and out of the four, there was three good tracks.
Yeah.
So he really hasn't got anything to prove. Every feature is great.
Yeah.
So all I can do is look forward to it. Like, he makes tracks.
Right.
100%. Wait, hold on. Do you think Lost the Boss is scared? And the father's
done.
The father's done.
You are done.
Lost.
I don't want to hear from you again. Put your mic down. Why? No, stop. Stop. Ignore. No, I'm being serious. Why are we talking about Loz?
No, because Loz is in the team. I lost the bus. I think last time I saw Loz.
What was Loz's song called again?
You lot
know what Loz the Boss
is. No, you lot do this, innit? You lot talk.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, what are you thinking about Loz the Boss?
No, I don't know. I think she might be worried because Huss is home.
Yeah, yeah.
The father back.
Yeah, she's worried about the big bunsa. Father. The bunsa, you know? She's worried about that still.
Nah, I'm joking. But yeah, it's good to have Huss home, man.
Yeah, it's good to have Huss home. But, you really walked away?
Yep.
Why?
I don't want to talk about Loz. Why give me the look? Yo, bruv, anyway. Yeah, let's move on.
Alright, cool.
Who went McDonald's?
What?
Mine, that's mine. Don't shut up.
Okay, cool. Are you Wait, aren't you vegetarian?
You are acting on...
That's a ticket, bro. Have I ate my D's?
You are acting unusual.
So where did you get the Mac D's from, bro?
What do you mean? This is a ticket, bro. This mom gave it to me.
I know what it is.
Mom gave it to me. Mom gave it to me still.
Why would your mom give you that?
Because
what's on it?
Because you can get a toasted...
No, what's on it?
You can get a toasted bagel, bro.
You get a toasted what?
What's in the bagel? What's in the bagel, bro?
Just toasted bagel, that's what it says.
What's in the bagel?
Toasted bagel, that's what it says.
What's in the bagel?
There's also a sausage and egg McMuffin.
That ain't halal.
Poop boy, yeah, that's you.
That ain't halal.
I'm getting a toasted bagel anyway, so it's calm.
You're getting that unhalal food.
Ugh.
How about me?
Pork boy.
That's nice.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, yeah, man. Gigs had to hot up Miley, man.
Now we need. Let's pull it back. Let's pull it back for a sec.
What are you pulling back?
Why did Wiley come for Drake like that?
I don't know. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I have no idea, man. Like, I don't.
Again, get Wiley's bugging. Wiley again on socials. It's like the uncle. You like, obviously, all respect to him, but it's like the uncle that you know. Has the mobile phone with the camera in the front, just chatting out.
He's just got his phone. He's just chatting for no reason.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
The uncle that you showed, like, okay, your camera's 7 megapixel, go crazy, he's going crazy.
He's literally going crazy.
But I don't know why people are still throwing the whole narrative of Drake's a vulture, a culture vulture, with this whole.
I retract any statement I said prior. Like, I think in previous podcasts, I've said something like similar like that. Uh-huh. And I retract it with the tour that they've been on.
Uh-huh.
Drake's brought out everyone in the UK and more. Uh-huh. So he's done a lot for the culture in terms of branding in the US.
Putting eyes on it.
Doesn't need to as well.
He's one of the biggest rappers.
I don't think any American actor has done that before.
No.
So
never.
And if they have, it's not been genuine. Like
they've never brought out so many artists from the UK.
Yeah. I don't think an American act has ever done that before.
No, and showed to so that much. Skill. Never.
No,
well, actually, no. Yeah. Never.
I don't think they've ever done that.
Never.
Like, he genuinely shown homage to everyone from the UK.
Yeah.
Every night on the tour, he's brought someone from the UK out. And that's love. Like I can't call him a culture vulture.
Bro, you can't even say.
He even brought out Huss. Which is bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like man, come out of pen.
He just come out of pen and then he
just touch home and he brought out Huss.
Do you understand the level of that the level of love and just the level of appreciation that man just has for the scene, and he just wants to show love the best way he possibly can, innit? That's it.
And then we got Uncle Wiley coming out here talking about little boy.
Call him a bumbo hole.
Yo, one of the things that annoyed me about the whole thing here was the fact that Wiley is like He's big in the scene. He's pretty much like a king in the scene.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He ain't done nothing like that. He ain't brought out bare people and... you know what I mean? Like,
big man,
his platform, he ain't done that for other people.
He's never shown up to his own show, let alone...
It's mad!
It's mad.
It's mad. The fact that you don't even do that for, like... Come on, like, even we're talking, like, Wiley is big in the scene, yeah? He, like, ushered in grime, pretty much.
Yeah.
Stormzy's bigger than him.
Then Wiley...
Yes.
Mad move.
I don't disagree.
He is.
In terms of what though? Cultural impact.
Cultural impact, maybe not, but in general.
Yeah, definitely cultural impact.
Cultural impact because grime is a culture.
Wiley
ushered in grime, which is a culture, which brought Stormzy to light anyway. So without Wiley, there'll be no Stormzy. So maybe not in terms of that, but just everything else, Stormzy is bigger than Wiley. Stormzy could probably sell at the O2 next year if he wanted to. He could bring out another album sell out the O2.
Mm.
No, I do agree with that. So Stormzy is bigger than Wiley as an artist.
Yeah, because he's got a wider reach currently.
But that says something though. If you are a king of a genre, but you aren't as big as the artist that you've inspired. But that was inspired.
He
still brings out bangers. Like, he still actually brings out tunes.
Who?
Wiley.
But he's bringing out bangers.
When Wiley puts that album out, the last album that he had literally number one hits, like top 10 hits. The last album that he put out. What, the album Godfather? With Bear... No, not Godfather. Maybe the one before. One with Bear, the summer tunes that he had on it. So I can't remember what they sound like now.
I know exactly what summer tunes
are. You know what I mean, right? But, yeah.
Like, it's like me saying, but you can't really say that, because it's like me saying, oh, Boys to Men, they're obviously R&B, they're like one of the big names in R&B. They were sick during their time. But if Tory had a show...
Do you know what's mad? Do you remember, obviously, Bosey was actually Wiley's tune, no?
Yeah.
It's mad. Yeah, all right, cool, sorry, that's what... sorry, I just looked at it and I thought, oh shit, that's actually his tune.
Yeah, it's his tune.
It's mad.
It's a decent track as well. He had that Rolex suite.
Where am I Rolex?
Usually dance, usually
wobble.
Yeah, that's a big tune. Yeah. So he's had bangers. This is what I'm saying. He should be at a level that Stormzy is.
But then again, okay. I was saying to someone else actually, yeah. Because when Wiley was doing his thing, Giggs was about as well. I look at Giggs compared to Wiley now.
Yeah,
but he's at different stages.
Giggs made better moves.
No, but Giggs is
They're still in the same era. They're still in the same conversation.
No, they're different lanes.
But they're still in the same conversation. When you talk about Wiley, Giggs
is the godfather of rap, UK rap.
Okay, sorry, Wiley is the godfather of...
Wiley's the godfather of grime. There's a different, like, they're two different lanes.
But they're still godfathers.
No, but they're appealing to two different kind of... They're the same...
People that listen to rap still listen to grime, bro. It's the same... Cool. These people still listen to the same thing.
We have to separate.
You have to separate. You can't be in the same thing. Like,
but no, but they would be in the same conversation in terms of just, like...
Being around. They're vets.
They're both vets, so Giggs is in a higher place. And like they came out at the same time, and you think like if you've helped usher in a genre, like you should literally be bigger than like you said, like even like for example, someone like Dizzy Rascal. Actually, you know, you're Dizzy Rascal and Wiley are probably on the same level.
Actually, yeah, Chas Frazier.
Yeah, those two you can compare. Those two you can out and out compare.
They're probably on the same level.
And yeah. The thing is, both of them like I think Wiley. Like with Bosey, had a bigger cultural impact. Dizzy released something last year.
That was dead.
And it doesn't have the same. I remember. It's not memorable. At least Wiley's thing's memorable.
Oh, not anymore.
Bosey.
Well, no, Bosey, I mean, I'm just saying in general, like not anymore. Because after this stunt that he's pulled, like it's not gonna.
Yeah, but I know what
he's gonna go against him.
I don't think he's gonna go against him because that song's a big tune.
But we fuck with the landlord.
Huh?
The landlord. You fuck with the landlord.
Oh, we haven't even mentioned what's going on there. So, to our listeners, if you don't know already, so Wiley called Drake a bummerhole and said that he's a culture vulture, and then he tried to at Giggs about it.
Said your boy's acting mad.
Giggs weren't having it. He was like, "Why are you mentioning my name?" Kind of thing.
So you find it?
I'm not gonna. I'll just paraphrase. He was like, "Why are you mentioning my name?" Kind of thing. And then
what are you trying to do? Just mention my name for clout.
Clout thing. And then Wiley was like, "Oh, you best delete your post," kind of thing.
I didn't even see that.
You best delete your post. Giggs deleted his post.
It's still there.
And then Giggs after he like posted something like, he posted a picture of a horse, like in horse races, and they've got like shields on their face.
Yeah.
He's like, they can only see straight. I'm not going to entertain any more internet stupidness, which is fair.
I hear that.
He said, why did you at me? What exactly are you after here? Are you trying to show people that you're greasy and you can at Giggs? What exactly are you trying to achieve? Because all I can see is that you're trying to wind me up. So please, do not show off. Leave me alone and I'll do the same. Don't push it.
Giggs is cruddy.
Don't push it, you know.
Giggs is cruddy.
Don't push it. Yeah, that's what old school said.
He said
don't
that official
push
Giggs, your boy cracked.
Yeah, it's a joke thing. But do you think Drake should have replied to Wiley?
Because I remember he did. No, he did.
Yeah, I know. Should he have done? Tiffany.
Well, he's in our land, innit? So I think, yeah, if you're on our land, where am I, man? And leave.
I'll never understand how, like, supporting somebody's song or even going a step further, giving somebody a song or linking up. I'll never understand how that's not viewed as, like, something admirable, but I guess people have their own outlook on it. This is something I wanted to get off my chest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just had to talk about it because it's bothering me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't like that. And it was Wiley that said that. You know what I'm saying? I'll just say his name because I felt like that was some goofy shit. But yeah, I just didn't like that. Like, what are you talking about? Like, bro, these are guys that are like...
Goofball, you know?
And then, no, also within this, Wiley tried to ask Skepta.
Did he?
And he was like, I'm glad you're not involved in this foolishness. Oh. I respect it.
Yeah, he said, like, I know we're in a lyrical war right now.
But yeah,
like, yeah, I appreciate it.
Are they in a lyrical war?
Yeah.
Still?
Not still.
Well,
still?
So, but yeah, that's what he said, apparently. Yeah, but, so, yeah. I guess we have to say they are, because...
Yeah, because...
Like, Wiley's holding on to beef.
It's 1-1.
He's holding grudges.
What, like, it's just weird, man. Like, I don't know why he's even bothering with this shit. Like, because I just don't get the whole culture vulture thing. Like, I don't get it anymore. I don't know how people can still say it.
Well, we're not saying it.
One thing I did see, though.
Yeah.
Actually, no, let me say this first, because this was funny. I just want to say it, because I was looking at the comments when the whole... When Wiley was coming at Drake, and then... when Drake said whatever about Wiley, and then that one guy was like, how can Drake come out the Godfather? Nah, he's fucking cancelled. And then bare people were just like, no, you're on your own with that cancellation. I was dying.
No one's cancelling Drake. No one.
I tried to cancel Drake. All right.
No one's cancelling Take Care.
Later. Is that...
No one's cancelling Take Care.
That's
the
so, man. Who spun it? No, for real. But
who's supporting the beef? If Giggs and Wiley had a beef.
That's hard, though. That is hard. Because I don't know. Because obviously, I'm from here, so I should support Wiley, but I fuck with Drake way more.
Not Drake, I said Giggs.
Oh. What would you... Say it again, say the question again.
Like, who are you supporting if Giggs and Wiley have a beef?
Oh, Giggs.
Okay, cool.
100%.
Yeah, Giggs, 100%, but...
100%.
If Wiley releases a song for him tomorrow...
Right.
And who's winning?
Giggs.
You think? Wiley would.
In a lyrical battle.
Oh, a lyrical battle. Yeah. Obviously, Wiley would win.
And then Wiley would get thumped up.
But I just, you know what? Yeah. Actually, I don't know, because both of them are quite simple. It's just that Wiley has a better flow.
Wiley ain't simple.
Wiley has simple bars, but he's just...
Or Wiley ain't simple.
Nah, I don't think Wiley's simple.
Then, but he doesn't have intricate bars.
What intricate's your word of the day, innit?
Absolutely.
What are they?
That's the name of the podcast.
What intro?
Anyway.
Wiley isn't simple. He's not a simple. He's far from simple. I think he's far from simple.
Nah, I don't think he is. I think Wiley's got some intricate bars in there.
Yeah.
Wiley is...
Like, we've heard his freestyles. Have you not heard him, like, slip it freestyles?
No, I haven't.
But Wiley,
No, they're sick, but, like... They're like... All right, so Skepta... I think Skepta is sick, and he's got... Sometimes his bars are intricate, but sometimes, for the most part, they're quite simple. But they're simple, but yet clever. Like, it's not really mad tricky. Like, say, like, for example, if you heard a Big Sean rap, like, Big Sean's rapping... He'll have bars that make you think about the bar. But, like, Skepta's bars and Wiley's bars, they're good, but you get them straight away.
They're here for now, yeah. Like, yeah.
You'll hear it and be like, oh, I get that straight away. But Big Sean's bars, you might hear it and be like, ah, got you. Like, it takes a couple seconds, maybe.
But, like, I think...
There's certain rappers are like that. Like, Chips like that.
Chips
has bars that you'll be like, oh, okay, cool. That's what he's saying.
Chips fruit of Wiley's tree.
Or Captain Conan or something like that.
Chips fruit of Wiley's tree.
Right. Kind of, though. But Chips better than Wiley.
Currently, yeah.
Always been. I think always been, personally. I think Chips always been better than Wiley. But you can't say that because Wiley's Wiley.
I think Chips underrated, but we've...
Yeah, Chip is underrated.
I've said this prior. Chip said this prior as well, but yeah, I think Chip's underrated. But this is not a Chip conversation.
But one thing I was gonna say though is I saw a comment and it was a good point. It was basically saying that Drake shows bare love to the UK, but doesn't show the same amount of love to, you know, his city.
Toronto, no. I think he does.
And why is that? Like, and I, that person was saying that's why they say he's like a culture vulture, because he doesn't show the same amount of love to his city with in terms of artists.
He brought Tory on tour with him.
Right, cool. Barker as well.
Barker, that's his own guy. Right. Within his city, I think he's doing other shit. Like, I'm not like, I don't know ins and outs, but from what I've seen online, I think he fucks with Presser. Giggs fucks with Presser. Another Toronto act. There's another Don that he was singing. He was, like, literally rapping word for word one of his raps. He's not good either. Like, another Toronto rapper. I think I put him in a group at one point and you man were laughing at me.
That Don.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's Drake was rapping his song word for word.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So, like, I don't think he doesn't put on for his city, because I wouldn't have known about the Don if Drake wasn't rapping about him,
right,
or rapping his lyrics.
But it's because Drake is so big in it. That's
what if
Tory started doing it, no one would, like, do you know
what I mean? Care. And like, he has OVO Fest in his city.
Right.
Yeah. Like, man manages the basketball team in his city.
Right.
So how is he a culture vulture within? He puts on people within his city. He does other things internally within the city.
Yeah, you stop my argument. I hear you.
So
I like that.
Like, what's wrong with him coming over here and promoting art acts?
I agree with you.
With his platform, he's promoting art acts. Art acts are amazing. At the end of the day, art acts are amazing. We just, at the end of the day, it's not like we need America's approval, but however more fans we can get on our side, it's better for our scene.
Don't know.
So.
I hear you still. That's cool. Let's move.
Yeah, I'll leave it there.
Enough of Drake.
What else have I got here?
Let me use that trailer though.
My thing's on 100.
Let me use that. What
have
we got?
Alright, cool. So, we're going to get off the music shit.
What are we saying? We're going to talk.
It's 420s, niggas. It's 420, niggas. On Saturday. By the time my listeners heard this, they probably would have been high. what is your... So, would you man smoke on 420? Or have you smoked on 420?
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I don't really remember me, like, personally paying attention to it that much.
Like?
I think we all smoked on 420, though. You smoked on 420, no?
Probably, maybe, but I don't really remember.
I've smoked on 420. I'm not a person that would go out, like...
Go out your way to do it.
Really a smoker. I've been caught smoking before on video, but
that's
a gift. Mate.
That wasn't the same substance, mate. It was that backy.
Relax.
Your man don't know you smoke backy,
innit? I took one puff and I got caught. That's amazing. But anyway, it makes me look.
You're smoking in Marble Lights.
I know.
Marble, you know. Jeez.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, 420, I mean, yeah. It's alright, I mean. It is what it is.
Are you man going high park?
I might.
Like the youngers do?
No, man.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not 16, bro. Are you going to
high park? Why am I going high park? For me to get attacked?
What was that day that we all went high park? Like, there was a certain day where everyone goes high park. This is young people, though. When we were younger. You remember this?
We just went when it was hot.
It was a day and everyone was there. What day was it?
I think it was just hot.
Nah, bro, it wasn't.
We lined it up. I think it was like a Facebook thing. I think this is back when I had Facebook. And
it was when we had Facebook.
And then it was just, they set up a group, said, let's all just go to Hyde Park. And just random.
No, bro, there was bare other people there, though.
It's just random.
We didn't know as well.
It was a random.
No, it was a day. I'm telling you, it was a day.
Do you remember the day?
That's what I'm trying to remember right now. So I'm asking you, and you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you exactly what it was.
No, but so how was... All right, cool. So you're telling me, yeah, that there was bare other people, our age there, just randomly on that day. Like, well, I'm talking like it was a carnival. It was just bare...
It was the height of summer.
No, because it was like a... No, it was...
So just all these people just decided, bro, yes.
Well, have you not been to Hyde Park in summer?
No, it was a day, I'm telling you.
It was like a Facebook page. And I think we joined it.
Oh, yeah, maybe that.
And everyone said, oh, let's go Hyde Park on this day. And we went. Like they say, oh, let's go Hyde Park on a certain day, like random day. It's going to be hot this day. Let's have a water fight or something. And it was a water fight. And that's why we went.
Okay, maybe it was that.
So, yeah, it wasn't no specific day.
Though that was a day, though. That is a... That's what I mean. There. It was a day. No, it was a day though, because you planned the day, you made a day out of it, right? Like you said, oh yeah, this is the day where we have the water fight.
It's not a national. It's not a national.
It's a national water fight day. No, now it is. Now it is.
So he's water fighting on that day,
huh?
He's having a water fight on that day.
Us.
I'm not having a water fight with you,
huh?
Why am I having a water fight with you? Anyway.
Yeah, 420.
Yeah, 420. What's your man's plans, experiences? What's your
Tomorrow I'll be with my fam.
That's not 420, bro.
I know it's not 420. Tomorrow's 420.
No, it's not, bro.
What do you mean?
Saturday, bro.
Today's Saturday, bro.
Today.
Oh, shit. Today's not even Saturday. Man, my day's all messed up, man. Bank holidays messed me up, like. I don't know what day it is. Fucking hell. I thought it was Friday. I was bugging out. Had big, big plans.
I don't know what crack cocaine you've been on.
I had big, big plans. Bro, you know, it's not this Friday is like a Friday for me, bro. It's like a week Friday.
Anyway, you man didn't answer my question, but what? Speaking of 420,
oh, I'll be about.
Speaking of 420,
I'll be about.
Have you man had any bad like experiences high, like or weed experiences that have fucked you up, or have you smoked so much weed that you felt like you're gonna die?
Yeah, when we went down and you lot didn't want to go out. That was my bad experience. You man didn't want to go nowhere, and then I fucking died
because I was fucking high. So me, Fabs, and my boy went down for my birthday. I think for my 22nd birthday, and like we bought like 4 or 5 bags of weed, innit? And then
we did.
We bought 4 or 5 bags of weed,
and we had like bottles of Ciroc.
So we were drinking now. So drinking the Ciroc straight, going shot for shot. So if I take a shot,
no food either.
No food. If I take a shot, Fabs has to take a shot. And if Fabs takes a shot, my boy has to take a shot.
Bro, but this guy, so what he started doing... But what he started doing, yeah, was... So every time, because it was his birthday, he was leading it. So he would just, like, be like, all right, cool. So he would take a shot, we'd take a shot. But then when we got to, like, the 5th shot, he, like, took 2 in a row. And then, like, he was, like, 7. And then we're, like, on 5 still. So we're, like, we got to catch up. It's like, fuck. And he just kept doing that.
And they were little bottles of Ciroc. Little bottles of Ciroc. They were big old bottles of Ciroc. So we had bare cones. We had like 5 or 6 cones already pre-rolled, like, and we were passing it between us anyway. And
no food.
No food. Full of weed. There was no chip in there. No nothing. We were in the apartment just burning it.
Mess.
So anyway, passed it. Fabs. Passed it my boy. Passed it. Passed out. I passed out watching South Park.
Oh, you vomited first.
I vomited first.
You missed out.
I vomited. Passed out. Watching South Park. And then I woke up.
South Park?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
I woke up. Fabs was on the floor.
Yeah.
Comatose.
On his vomit.
Ugh. Bro, it was pee.
And then at one point, I'm not going to actually live.
Because I was waiting for someone else to die before I died. He died first, so I was like, cool, I can die.
Yeah. I can die now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's my turn.
Yeah. And then Fabs wanted to go out, innit? I was too high to go out.
Yo, I wanted to go out every night, and these men were like, nah. His boy was just like talking to his girl. I was
just high.
What's happening here?
Yeah, but if you're that high, like, you can't go out.
You can!
You can.
No, you remember when I went up by myself? Remember, I just went out. I was just like, I'm going out.
I was mad high.
You were just chilling, and I was like, what you not doing? And I just went out. I went to, like, a couple bars.
I wasn't functioning.
I went to a couple bars, and then, like, but it just wasn't the same. I needed, like,
niggas
with me. Yeah. So I just come back.
I wasn't functioning. I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't functioning correctly. Like, that same trip, that I think the last night, I smoked something called OG Bruce Banner Kush. Jesus. So it was named after the Hulk.
Jesus.
I smoked the weed.
No, really.
And then about 40 minutes later, I started laying down in the bed. And then the curtain moved by itself.
Mad.
And then I saw a demon behind the curtain. From there, I cancelled my night. I just turned over and went to sleep. I cancelled my night.
So you left the demon there?
I left it. Do what you're doing. Just don't kill me, innit? My lord is stronger. And my lord is stronger. I'm not there.
Demons, you know.
Yeah, there was a demon there. So from that's there,
I didn't go on that trip, so I wasn't even. I don't know, yeah. But it sounds hilarious.
It was mad.
Sounds
6'2".
Hilarious.
Yes. But that was my worst kind of experience on weed. I think I had a weed brownie once. Have you had edible? Oh, I've had a weed brownie a couple of times. I might have edibles.
Oh my god, I might actually get some edibles this weekend, so I'll try to give them to you still.
Yeah, give me some edibles.
Yeah, I might get some still. I'll get some for you. Then.
Have you had edibles before?
Yeah.
I might get some gummy bears as well.
Yeah, if you can.
So I'll see if I can grab them.
I've never had the gummy bears. That's kind of wild. I've never had the gummy bears.
You know, apparently they fuck you up more.
Than a brownie?
Yeah, because you eat them in it, like, yeah. They're gummy, but you eat more of them, I guess, innit? But I don't even know how you even make weed gummy bears. That's nuts that. To me.
Like they melt the THC and then just put it into the...
Right.
And then they mix it up. Yeah, they can't... Right. They have to mix it into, like, some liquid and then...
Yeah.
Or the shape of it, you know, like you'll get like a stencil or something.
Yeah. Just pour it into the jelly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I had a weed.
You need a lot of THC for that though.
Probably.
Plenty.
Like, a lot of weed. Like a lot.
You need like
bags of
weed or something, yeah.
Like, yeah. I had. What did I have?
Tap.
I had a weed brownie once. Tap. I think I was supposed to be getting out with you at one point.
Mm.
Like, number one culprit, but
No, he wasn't involved.
Oh shit!
So I was at a family event. I
apologize.
And I was given a weed brownie, and I got told not to eat it on my way home. Mm. I ate it on the way home.
You were hungry.
I ate on the way home. I come back to my house. I was the highest I've ever been.
Get away!
Like I wasn't tired initially. I was just high, and then. I think I called Rex and I was like, are we supposed to be getting out tonight? I can't even bother, you know. And I think, these are the days when I was on the streets. So I was
really in the streets.
I was looking for these ladies.
Oh,
what are you doing?
We told you not to do that, bro. We told you not to do that.
Anyway, I was looking for these ladies. And then I was like, no, I can't even be doing them things. I just passed out. And then it was the end of my night, man. It ruined my night. Because I think I had big plans. I was going to spend big bucks. The weed got me.
Hey, still.
The weed gets you.
We lot got head while doing laughing gas.
No. Head while doing laughing. That you're moving mad.
Amazing. Cold. The best, probably one of the best feelings in life.
Head.
While I'm laughing. While you're doing laughing gas. Like,
whilst you're doing it.
So whilst I'm losing all oxygen to my head.
Yeah, you're
you're moving.
You're trying to die, bro. You're trying to die by head.
Yeah, come and go at the same time.
No, I'm not trying to come and go.
That's not the best time. That's the best way to die. Come and go at the same time.
What, by busing?
Yeah, come and go.
I don't think I want to go out busing, man.
Why not? Alright, so if you wanted to die, what's the way you wanted to die? What's ideal for you?
In my sleep.
Yeah, peacefully, man.
For fuck's sake, boring.
That's not boring. Alright, how would you want to die? How are you then?
So boring.
How are you then?
Come and go.
So you're busing and then like...
Then I just die. But while I'm coming,
it's not going to be instant. Instantly, you know?
No. But
it's not instant.
How do you know what death is? Have you died before?
It's not going to be.
Have you died before, bro? You don't know if it's instant or not.
It's not instant.
How is it not instant?
So what? You're going to bust your nut?
It depends on how you die.
No. Wait. And then all your bodily functions is going to be like.
Absolutely.
Stop.
As I'm nutting, like I'm dying, isn't it? I'm nutting. I'm shaking and shit, but I'm dying at the same time, but I'm coming at the same time. It's all at the same time. And then when I finish nothing...
Anyway, have you man ever had sex high?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah, it's not great.
I think it's amazing.
I don't think so.
I think it's good, man.
I think it's amazing. I'll go to
next level.
Next level. Yeah, it's next level things,
next
man.
Level I said next things. Level. Next
level. Like, the sensation's mad.
If I grab your neck, be worried. Be really worried. If I grab your neck, be really worried. At that moment in time, you might be exed. Literally, you might come and go.
you might come and go. Mad.
Listen,
the sensation's mad though.
No, it's a mad sensation.
High though.
Yeah, man.
Bro, it's next level, man.
Like,
you tap something like deep within, like, it's mad.
Your chakras go crazy.
Yeah. All of that stuff.
Your chakras go crazy. Like, you tap into
it. Laughing gas is better still.
Nah,
try it. No, try it.
Honestly. I haven't tried it.
But
it sounds interesting, but you're losing all that oxygen.
Yeah, like
have you still got the sensation?
No, you do, because it's the same thing. When you have laughing gas, you still have the sensation. You still have all your functions.
Nah, but literally,
your head's gone. But imagine you're getting good neck, and then you're doing a laughing gas. At the point where you take the laughing gas out.
Don't you think that's disrespectful to the thing? Like, you're just out here blowing on a balloon.
No, and you agree on it before.
Like, so what you say to her, listen, I'm gonna do
it. She does it as well.
Some crackers.
How? Short sucking and blowing. Like, sucking and sucking.
No, but, you know, other way around, isn't it?
Okay, she doesn't.
Yeah! Other way around, isn't it?
She's going to be in the ropes.
Do you share her balloon after?
Mud.
Why not?
What?
God, man.
Bro, at the end of the day, yeah? Are we not grown-ups? Like, no, fucking hell. If man's...
Man, the balloon's mad.
How? If you're lipsing... So, yeah, cool. If you just lips, yeah? Literally, nothing's been on anyone's private parts. Your mouths haven't been on private parts yet.
Yeah.
At all, yeah? And you lips, yeah? Would you share a balloon with a girl?
Yeah, I'm mad.
You've lipsed her, yeah? And you guys... Cool. So now mouths have been on private parts, both of you. Yeah. Are you sharing the balloon still?
I'm looking at it a bit different.
I'm gonna lie. If both of us are being,
Lord take me.
If both of us, Lord take me now. If both of us are being,
are you shouting? Why are you doing this?
Take me now.
Why are you doing this?
No, Jesus needs to take me. Explain. Sorry.
Why are you not looking at it different?
No, if both,
I'm looking at the balloon different.
If both of us have done it, but if.
Both of us have done what?
If
man, both of you have done it.
If
it's not just one.
Coochie.
If I'm
so coochie.
If I'm coochie, man.
Yeah, I do that.
If I'm coochie, man.
You're kidding me.
If I'm coochie, man, and then. And.
We both ate the cooch.
If I. No, your boy.
No, I'm talking about. No,
yeah.
She's at your
crazy.
Penis.
That's a crazy.
Such a penis, and then you've. But if you do that, then I guess. It's okay then.
Man said Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Go on.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah, if you eat the cooch,
that's
then,
what you're into.
Bro, yeah. You've both done it. And then you probably lips each other after.
Yeah, maybe.
You do my look.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
From everyone. If you.
Have you ever tried.
The only thing I feel like is man is if you ate cheeks and then you kiss.
Cheeks.
Well, where's cheese coming into the equation?
I'm just saying, that's the only thing that's mad, I think is mad.
So, what, eating cheeks and then what?
So, if someone, like, say for example, a girl ate your cheeks and then kissing her.
What? No, why is she eating your cheeks?
She might eat your cheeks.
No, why? Do you look like a nun?
What?
Fam's got his head in his, like, shirt. Why are you doing that?
I'm confused. You've thrown the whole conversation out of sync.
This is
why is she eating your cheeks? Why is she eating your cheeks?
Because she likes eating cheeks.
Do you like? Wait, why would she be eating your cheeks?
Is it ever girl?
No girl is eating my cheeks. That is mad.
What if she just done it?
No, there's no predicament where she's
going. You got to stop her mid.
There's no predicament where she's going to my.
My brother, the heel is meant to be there. Why is it on top of your foot, bro? Fix your sock, big man.
Bro, you're telling me about eating.
Fix your sock.
You're trying to talk to me.
That's the heel, you know. Bro. That's the heel. You know, that's the heel, yeah.
You're talking.
I'm saying, you know, that's the heel, bro. Yeah. Fix your sock, big man. How about you're judging me? Listen, yeah.
Why did your
Nah, I don't hear it. Listen, anyway, my socks are mustard. Anyway, yes.
Your sock looks two-toned. With all the sweat.
You mind. Let's get this. Anyway. Man, I'm mad.
But, no. Go on.
Yeah, but why is she eating your cheeks? I'm still trying to understand, like, why is she eating your cheeks? Like, who's into...
She likes eating cheeks.
But girls like eating cheeks. Not all girls. Like, there's a lot of girls that like eating cheeks. They don't mind having a cheek in their mouth.
They don't mind getting a bit cheeky.
Yeah. Exactly what Rack said. I can't even say about it myself.
They don't mind getting a bit cheeky, so...
Is that daunting? Is that daunting for you?
Man, them, just watch what chicks your lips in the night up.
Bruv, that don't mean they didn't brush their teeth when they got home. But get the cheeks out of their mouth.
You gotta wash your teeth, like, 3 or 4 times that day.
Yeah, man.
Eating cheeks.
Probably so.
That's
Listerine, Porcidil.
All of that.
Aquafresh, McLean's,
Colgate,
roll up into one.
You gotta take it all at once.
Charcoal. Put the charcoal in your mouth as well. Whiten them teeth as well.
We need to get someone on the podcast that's eating cheeks, because I just want to know why they feel like they want to eat cheeks.
What, female or male?
No one's gonna come on the podcast.
Either or. No, because some people are open with it. They don't give a fuck. They're eating cheeks. They eat cheeks.
Do you know anyone that's eating cheeks?
I think so, yeah.
You need to speak to
I them. Think people in our clique have, but I don't think they've admitted it. But what? I don't know. I can't name them because I don't know if it's true or not. But I just think they have.
I said, nah, man. Say it, I'll beep it. Don't worry. Say it, I'll beep it.
Are they in this room?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think any of you have, still.
No, man.
Even though I think guys would think me and Luke are the number one culprits.
No, man, it's none.
I think guys would think me and you are the number one culprits.
I'll admit if I eat cheese, though.
Same. But, I think guys would think it's me and you.
I live my movie.
Wow. Just say the name, I'll beep it.
No, because I don't trust you.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I don't trust you. I trust you, but not that much. Trust you about 90%, bro. That other 10% is where this lies. So,
alright, cool. Where are we going from here? Because we're going.
How do we get to cheeks anyway?
You.
My bad. Why haven't we spoken about it anyway?
We spoke about everything on the list.
We spoke about a lot of things.
Well. I guess we can get to spare some advice then.
Amazing.
So,
he's our victim this week.
He's our victim. No, man. He's our client. He's our client this week.
Something still. So, I have two things actually.
Where is it? Are they trying to get the cheek taste out of their mouth?
Huh?
Are they trying to get the cheek taste out of their mouth?
Stop that.
That's whoa. Crazy. Cheating?
No, the cheek.
Oh, that is disgusting.
It's not me. You're like,
that's real cheeky. Stop saying that.
Right, so this person, they want to remain anonymous.
Anonymous?
I can't even speak.
Anonymously?
Whatever. Whatever the word was.
Anonymous.
The
Bobby
V
song. The Bobby V song.
Anonymously.
Anyway, my bad. they want to remain anonymous, right? So basically, they went out recently,
yeah,
and they met one girl. Girl's beautiful, amazing. Like, she has everything going for her. She's great. And then got her number, whatever. Going through the party, you also met another girl who is great, whatever, amazing. Now he's seeing both of them. And he's sleeping with both of them. Amazing for him. Great for him. You know, do your thing.
Yeah, right? Living the movie.
Now he's in a predicament because obviously he has to pick one of them because he can't keep on kind of keeping up the charade of seeing both of them. Yeah?
Why not?
I don't know. I guess he just can't. I guess he wants to... Both of them are really good girls and he doesn't want to fuck with them.
Okay, so fair enough. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to be a good guy. And so he's trying to pick which one is better for him, and what advice should, you know, could we give him to help him make that decision?
Yeah.
And what do you lot think? Like,
which girl,
have you ever been in a situation like this, or like
they both got something good going for them?
Something, yeah,
good going for them. Okay. It's he needs to think about his lifestyle in the first. His lifestyle. He needs to be a bit selfish here. It's not about both of them. It's about him. And that's at the end of the day, that's what a relationship is. It's about you. It's kind of what suits you in terms of, like, you find a person that suits you.
What if they both? Just go out with both.
What was that, sorry?
Just go out with both.
They both suit him. Yeah. One must suit him more than the other.
Yeah, man, he must like one.
But how would he get to that conclusion? That's what he's trying to get to.
Who does he like to be on the phone more with? Who is he more patient with?
Right.
Let me say not nonsense, because it's not nonsense for everyone. Who is he willing to spend money, both money and time with more?
Okay.
Who's
got the best pumps?
That's a factor.
That's a factor, yeah.
Because your head will turn.
Oh, I've got a question.
Yeah, go on.
No, let's get to reach a conclusion.
So from those options I've given, like, he needs to weigh it out and be like, all right, this girl does that, but this girl does this. But as, like, I don't know how old or young this guy is, like, it will depend his choice, because as probably a younger guy...
He's our age.
All right, cool.
He's our age. Jeez, he needs to be thinking about, like, long-term, then.
Yeah.
He's thinking about long-term.
Maybe not really, really.
No, but he seems, but not really. From when he's trying to make the decision not to play both of them,
he doesn't have to.
No, but from when he's trying to make the decision not to play both of them,
because if he's not, then he should continue doing what he's doing.
No, but maybe he's thinking of from a situation where, you know, sometimes it's easy to deal with two girls that aren't like for example, like one might be really good, but then one's like just whatever. And you can kind of keep dealing with them because one's just like, I know I'm not going to wife her, but the other one I could wife. But you keep dealing with both of them. But because both of them are really good, you want to just, you know what I mean? Like, you can't give that same energy to both of them.
Maybe if
so he... So you have to pick one.
If he lets both of them know that I'm
just going to only give that energy out to one person.
If he lets both of them know, okay, I'm not just seeing
that's
you.
That's what he shouldn't do.
I'm not just seeing you.
That's what he shouldn't do.
You should never give the same energy out to
that's what he shouldn't
two girls. That's
what?
Horrible.
Saying I'm not just seeing you.
That's what about you?
I'm not fucky, I'm just saying.
Why would you do that?
What is...
Are you saying, why would you do that? I'm not just seeing you. Like, obviously, like...
What were you going to say?
Let her know. Like, don't give her delusions of grandeur and say, like, oh, I'm just seeing you, right at a tear. Because once you sell her that dream, like, she's going to think it's more than it is.
No, but he...
But you've been selling them dreams, bro. You've been selling them dreams for a time. You're dealing with both of them. You've been selling dreams.
Yeah. Oh, if you're into the art of selling dreams, then...
No, but he's got to sell the dream. He's got to sell the dream because, obviously, you know, he likes both.
Like both,
so he's trying to keep both.
He wants to stop selling the dream.
He's trying to keep both until he figures out which one he wants. He wants to stop selling
the dream, but he's trying to figure out which dream better.
Yes! Oi.
So basically, you said the right things, obviously. He's got to work out who he wants to spend more time with, who enjoys spending time with, who he spends money with. Like, long-term, these are about long-term. Personally, for me, if that was me, they're both good things. They've both got good jobs going on. I'm guessing he both likes their company, etc. So it's got to be things like long-term, where can I see this going? Like, how will she be, like, a couple years down the line? And where will we be a couple of years down the line? It's a conversation you probably could have with both of them, actually, to be honest. If he's thinking about, like, committing to one of them, it's probably a conversation you can have with both of them. It sounds kind of mad when you think about it, but... Like, it's not like, okay, it's like me saying, oh, let's have a conversation with her. Like, you have a conversation with her.
Right.
And then I'm going, I'm like literally taking that information in and then like making my decision, right?
Mm.
It sounds kind of mad, but it's kind of what's going to happen.
Mm.
I think that's how I go about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Not specifically, but that's
how
I feel about it.
Because you have to just think about.
Okay, cool. I feel that.
Like future aspects.
My question was, right?
Where's your advice?
I was, this is a collective thing.
So what's your collective input?
I don't really know. I kind of think that he should just wait until there's signs.
What, that one's crazier?
Yeah. Like, usually that happens, like, more often. That will happen, like, more often than not. Like, one will, like, show something.
And now they're both ready to be in a relationship like that.
Yeah, probably. So, like, but it's just, it's hard. It's probably, I guess at this point, maybe he feels that there isn't much, you know what I mean? They're both head to head. It's a draw. So he needs something that kind of goes, okay, cool. Nah, it's that one. Like, it has to
be that
one.
It could be something dumb. It could be something dumb, like the way they even dress.
Yeah.
Like, or
it's a little thing, yeah. The little things are important.
Like who actually, like, thinks about you, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know when girls be sending you messages, like, throughout the day, like that. Like, maybe it's stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Who thinks about you more? Like, who thinks cares you more?
There you go. Stuff. I feel that still.
So, yeah, you should be able to make a decision from that.
Fuck with that. But yeah, no. My question was, yeah, because that was some good advice. I feel that still. It was good advice from Rex. I think that's the first time Rex giving a good advice.
That's the first time. I'm out here.
Not really, but like, I hear you. no, I'm joking. But my thing was. Can you wife a girl that hasn't got good neck, good head at all? She don't give good head. If her head's subpar.
That's a learning curve, man.
Oh, no.
I was going to say it's a learning curve.
It would be a problem for, like, obviously...
From the best...
What? Like, sorry, I don't know.
What?
That was just random. It was just a random.
If the sex,
that was a freestyle.
If the sex and, like, everything else ain't good, then there's an issue. Like, there might be, like, an issue there. Like, obviously, you like her, but the head ain't. If the head ain't good, like, head is not that important for me personally.
That's crazy to me. I don't even know how you can say that.
Like,
I'm not the biggest.
I'm not the biggest fan of, like, head, like...
So, cool. So, you could go out with a girl that don't give head?
No, she's got to try it. Like, she's got to at least try it.
Like, no, she don't. She don't fuck with it.
She can't... She don't give no uckers.
She don't fuck with head.
Then she's not really...
But it's not important. It's not important to you, though.
No. It's not that important, but I'm saying that.
It's not that important, but it's good to have an option there, do you know what I mean?
And how open-minded they are within their sexual relationships if they're going to be willing to do that.
Right.
So it'll be like, I'm like willing to try things, innit? So if, pause, none of that weird stuff.
No, for real.
All of that weird disclaimer. Stuff.
None of that weird stuff.
I hate you still.
But, yeah, but to a certain degree, like, it would see, like, where her mind is at, because, like, that's kind of the next step after sex. You're going to do, like...
Different things.
Up, like, you're going to mix it up. You're going to do, like, head and stuff like that.
Right.
So... He's just trying to take it to the next level. And if she's not willing to do that, then, or be open-minded about it... She's
closed-minded, then.
Then there might be an issue within our sexual relationship. But...
Head is not key.
Like, if she's
not... Head is not the be-all and end-all of my situation. Do you know what I mean?
What?
If my situation were a girl, it's not the end-all and be-all.
So what is then?
If she can't give me no nuts. She can't give me the...
Why are we calling it nuts? Like, let's not call it nuts. We can't call it nuts anymore.
What are you going to call it then?
Pussy.
Nah, that sounds
weird.
Hold on a minute.
She can't
give me a vagina.
2 seconds. Nuts sounds better than pussy.
Sounds noisy, though.
Pussy sounds like...
And nuts sounds better. Nuts sounds this ridiculous.
But it doesn't sound like...
It sounds disgusting.
Let's not argue about the word.
Yes, we are, because you're saying nonce bear.
I don't think you said it that many times.
Maybe not on a pod, but recently you've been saying nonce bear.
Bro, how many times do we talk about nonce?
Do you know what a nonce is, bruv?
I know what nonce is.
A nonce is like what people are trying to call Michael Jackson.
No, that's a nonce. Same thing.
And he's calling pubs nonce. So this is what I'm trying to say. It's disgusting. Why? Right? Stop saying nonce.
All right. Vagina.
Works. I don't mind vagina. Not the word I would use. You made me lose my trail of thought, blood. Huh?
You lose my trail of thought.
You got, your memory's got to be better than this.
Yeah. So you were saying that obviously, like, it's not the be all and end.
Yeah, it's not the be all and end all. Like, if she can't give me no vagina, then that's a deal breaker. Obviously, do you know what I mean? If I can't get ahead at that moment in time, she's not into.
She's shallow.
No, but if she's not open to give me, like, to having sex with me, then obviously we've got a major problem. But
if she's not
hand jobs, isn't it?
Hand jobs? What?
I can do that myself, bro.
Bro, I'm not 16.
It's better like a stranger. Sometimes I sit on my hand.
No, you're using your
mouth. Sometimes I sit on my hand and I.
Sometimes I sit on my.
Wait for it to get. Sometimes I sit on my hand and I wait for it to get numb and
I. Stranger things.
Call it a stranger.
Stranger things.
You remember Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle said it.
Little John is like, sometimes I sit on my hand and I wait for it to get numb.
No.
I call it a stranger.
I would never do that. Never do that. That's mad.
I bet you might have done it. You might have lied.
No.
You might have lied.
But anyway, what I was saying, like, it's not the be all end, innit? So like, if the be all end, if I can't get the vagina, but if like she can't give like, she won't give like amazing head, then obviously you can teach her and tell her to try to try.
How do you teach?
Put some ice in your mouth. Try to give me
I'm done
mouth.
With you. I don't
ice
need ice, you around.
Ice so good.
Anymore.
Put some ice in your mouth and try again. Try again.
A lolly might be significant and enough.
No, but I'm telling you, put some ice in your mouth and then give me ox and then swear, go from there.
What, to numb her mouth?
To numb it and then obviously.
That means that every time she gives you neck, she has to use ice.
No, she don't have to, but obviously you've got to mix up and jazz it up, man. You've got to jazz it up. Like, she can't give me...
Is that on the first time she's giving me ucks?
No, it's not the first time, because it's not she ain't giving...
Yeah, like, good ucks. You got to have
the question is not giving ucks.
Okay.
She's not giving good ucks, right?
Bro, you got to have... Yeah, but ice isn't the solution.
No, but you got to try and mix it up, innit? For my sexual pleasure. For my pleasure. Do you know what I mean?
So, ice.
So, put some ice in it.
Not just like, yo, like, pay attention to these spots first. Like, you're going to ice first.
Yeah,
not like, pay attention to these spots first.
She could do that too. She can do that too. She can do that.
Like, pay attention to the top of my dick. Like, pay attention to the shaft more. And you get me?
Yeah, man, like, I'm not really into head like that. I'm not.
I'm saying I'm not a head connoisseur, but...
What are you, man? Into then?
I'm a little like Nani, man.
That
I'm into it as equal. All right, cool. So, all right. So, you like a chick, yeah? Proper. Like, you like her. Like, she's...
He always does this, though.
Yeah.
I know. It always starts the same way.
I like someone proper.
You like her, like, she's amazing. She's the one that you want to have your kids with. You definitely see a marriage with her. You see her, like, you see each other buying a house together. White picket fence thing, like, amazing stuff, right?
Man, no
matching
fences.
Clothes. Obviously, you get me, like, trap everyone's star. At the wedding, trap man, star. You get me? Yeah. Odd Should socks walking around together with the heel on the top of the foot.
Shout out to my boobs.
All of that, like, everything's popping, right? But you ain't had sex yet. And then,
what?
You go...
No,
but you ain't know you haven't had sex yet, but you really like her.
We're not going there, then.
That's the feelings you have in your heart. That's the feeling
you
have.
No,
but you're going to have sex, but you just ain't had sex. Yeah, but you have those feelings.
No, the feelings
like,
are there.
There's not been a conversation like, no, you're not
there.
Gonna have sex. No, the feelings are there. The feelings are there. I'm telling you the scenario. The feelings are there.
He's putting you in a scenario. Bro.
Putting you in the scenario, so believe it and achieve it. Yeah. So you're like all. Literally all there, you ain't had sex, but you're gonna have sex tonight. Yeah?
Am I the head of a congregation?
What?
Am I the head of the church, like the congregation? What do you mean?
If you want to be in the scenario, I guess. If that's what you're trying to do, if that's what gets you off here.
No.
But that's what turns you on here. Like, I mean,
that's what you're saying. Whatever, bro. I see kids and all of this. How, like,
no, Dad. Yeah, like, listen. I'm just trying to paint. I'm trying to paint you
the picture.
Yeah?
Man.
I'm trying to paint you the picture.
Live your movie.
Right. So, but you're gonna have sex tonight. Yeah, you're gonna have sex tonight. So you go to have sex. You put your dick in. Loose up, yeah. What are we doing from here?
It's loose up.
It's loose up, yeah. It's loose.
Can you still bust?
Loose, yeah.
It's not bust.
Probably you can probably work it out. Yeah, you can probably work it out.
It's loose. Rubik's cube.
Yeah, exactly that. You could probably work it out, but it's loose. So what are you gonna do? Like, what would you think from that point onwards? Would you continue with it because you really like her? Or you'd be like, rah, like, the B.O. and Endo isn't the B.O. and Endo anymore.
It's a problem.
Wait, I didn't catch that. So what, she's not giving you the nunts then?
No, the nunts is loose.
The nunts is loose.
Oh, it's loose.
But you the really first time like her, but then you get the nunts and... Why are we calling it the nunts? Now I'm calling it the nunts. Sorry. You get the pumps, yeah, and then she's... You get the pumps and then she's...
You get the cat.
It's loose. Now what do you do now, like...
My dog's barking. I got the cat and my dog's barking. I'm out of here.
Wait, yes, what are you not doing?
No, I'm thinking.
It's loose.
Yeah, man, it's mad.
No, but you don't love her. You don't love her, but you really like her. Like, you see, like,
I'm a out.
Part. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. Why is your thing loose like that?
Because it's loose. What? Like, from birth. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't.
From birth, it's been loose up.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Now, there's bare questions to be asked, because then, like, I don't believe you. I need more people. I need people to ask, answer my questions. So I need your friends, your family, surveys. Like, why? Why is it like that?
Because it's loose. Her like, pumps is loose. Some girls have loose pumps.
So that's a thing, but I can.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, I think it could be a thing.
How's that a thing?
If you ride horses and stuff like that.
No, it just breaks your thing.
What? Rice comes up with the most ridiculous fucking theories, bro. It just breaks. Rice said just because you ride horses, you have blue
if
pumps.
They ride horses, it breaks their thing.
So yeah, Rice is fair jokes. Fucking hell, bro.
It wouldn't make their pumps. Oh, my God. Like, it doesn't make sense. Yo, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.
The story doesn't add up.
To me. Why? Doesn't add up.
How does the thing just get loose pumps?
How did it get loose?
I knew a thing.
She fingers herself a lot.
I knew a thing.
She must fist herself.
She smashes a dildo. Biggest dildo.
I knew a girl that had tight pumps. I knew a girl that had tight pumps, but she had like not a crazy number, but her number was high. Like it was like 10, 11.
Yeah.
But the pumps was still tight. Yeah. So I'm not saying
the number, she might have just had average penises. But there's so many other like things that go on in the background.
But you really like her.
But like the nanny's loose, man.
Yeah, but you can still not.
It's like
it's still wet and warm.
It's like for me, if so if it's like for a female, if I got man's got like a 2-inch penis. What are you doing with that?
But I think most girls would deal with you if they really liked you.
If I had a 2-inch piece.
If they really liked you, they would deal with it.
They probably have sex with you too much, but yeah.
No, they probably would, but like, you get me? You'd probably have to have like really good like head game. Like so your head game would probably have to 2-inch piece to kind of like balance out the situation.
So your thing's this big, yeah.
Bro, if I had a 2-inch dick, yeah, my head game would be amazing. Like, it would be out of this world because you got to make sure that you balance out your shit because you know you got 2. Like, you're going into the room knowing you got a 2-inch dick. You know. Don't go in there acting like you ain't got a 2-inch dick, yeah?
But she knows,
make sure you got other tricks in your bag.
But she knows you got that as well, so.
No, but she'll find out then. She might find out in the dark.
Might as well add a bet.
No, we're talking about something else completely. But I'm just saying, he mentioned the 2-inch dick thing. But what were you saying? You were saying like, yo, like, if it was the other way around.
Yeah, if it's the other way around, she ain't sticking around.
She might. Some girls would. If they really like you, they would.
Call a female now.
I ain't doing it now.
It's a bit lit. All right, cool. Yeah, yeah. Next podcast, call or get a female. We need to talk to them and ask them this question. Will they stay with a man if they had a 2-inch dick?
Alright.
They probably, I spoke to a girl about this and she said she wouldn't. Said it would be too painful.
What? Painful?
Oh, sorry, no, too easy. Sorry, it's my thing.
Too easy going.
Too easy, yeah. I don't think it would, personally. How would they get pleasure from it, though?
Like, it's not about the size, it's about the motion in the ocean, right?
No, it's
not.
That's
the penetration.
No, it's the penetration, man.
The penetration, so you can't penetrate with 2 inches.
What's penetrate?
Relax, man. You're penetrating.
Anyway, let's cut.
Let's cut it short. Thank you guys for listening to the Spare Chains podcast.
It's bad that we ended there, but
we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you viewing. If this isn't going to be on YouTube, yes. Like we've been saying this for time. Hopefully, this is the final one that actually starts it off. Yeah, man. We appreciate all our viewers, listeners. Keep subscribers,
liking, subscribe.
Go on the page. This at the Spare Chains podcast.
Yes.
I'm at LukeCB16. Soon to be Prosecco Puppy.
Wow.
What?
16.
That's funny. That's actually good to know. You should do that still. Yeah, Prosecco Puppy. Yeah. Do that. Rex, what's your app, man?
Machiavelli5.
And mine is Fablo17. People, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening again. We'll be back next week with some more sauce, some more good stuff. But until then, we've been the Spare Chains podcast.
And all you ladies, that shout out to the niggas that love the 2-inch dick or whatever you're dealing with. This shout out to.
Right, so nice.